And you can bring up whatever you'd like here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line as we are kicking off the third and final night of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum live broadcast that we've been doing here in Nashua, New Hampshire. For those of you just tuning in tonight, we have a lot of radio stations that only carry our Saturday show, which, by the way, we are live here on Saturday nights. So if you haven't been listening for the past couple nights, you don't know what the Liberty Forum is. Mark, what is the Liberty Forum?
The Liberty Forum is one of the largest gatherings of people who believe in the ideas of liberty. And those probably could be distilled down to essentially doing what you say you're going to do and not harming other people. Those folks here talking about all kinds of different ways to make the country better, and it's been a lot of fun.
It has, and it's just a great event. We've been here every single year. The Liberty Forum has been in existence, and this year, I don't know what the official numbers are, but it appears to be
hundreds
on par with last year. Lots of people are here. Hundreds of humans who love liberty have come together to the same place to meet one another, many for the first time, many for seeing old friends. And the general idea is to talk about or to promote the idea of the Free State Project, which, of course, is to bring thousands of liberty-minded people all together permanently. So Liberty Forum's fun because it's a weekend together with hundreds of like-minded people. But you could have it like this all the time, in theory, if you were to bring enough of these great people together. Now, we already have over 1,500 people here in New Hampshire, across all of New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project. Obviously, not all 1,500 are here this weekend. Probably only, a couple hundred, maybe 100 from New Hampshire. I think the supermajority of people here are brand new. There are people who are checking out the Free State Project. They're assessing New Hampshire as an option and really asking themselves, is this something that's real? Is this something that I want to get involved in? And, of course, the answer, if you love freedom, should be yes, because there is nothing else like the Free State Project. There are some imitators. There are some other organizations that are trying to kind of do something like what we're doing, but we've been doing it for a long time. We have a tremendous amount of people already involved and more still to come. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what this is, and nhlibertyforum.com is the website for where we are right now. It's definitely too late for you to show up for this year, but there is going to be another year. And I have to say, this Liberty Forum has just blown past me. I don't know about you, Mark Edge, but it's gone so fast for me this time.
Yeah, they just always seem to. It's always such a good time.
It is a good time. So, in fact, we've been having a lot of fun talking to some of the special speakers that they have here, and one of the keynote speakers tonight's going to be a different sort of a keynote. Typically, the standard keynote is one person talking to an audience, and that's usually what it is. This
right.
may be the first time they've ever had a panel discussion for the keynote speech.
And it's quite a panel of heavy hitters.
It is. So I don't actually have the list of panelists in front of me, but I know that Thomas Drake is going to be one of them. And do you happen to know what the topic of the panel is going to be tonight?
Thomas, you probably know better.
Thomas, welcome to Free Talk Live. You are on the air.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're really focused on whistleblowing, kind of the social value of whistleblowing, why it's so important, and what's happening with whistleblowing in the post 9/11 age,
that's
in particular the Obama administration.
Now, that's something you have personal experience with, yes?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, it's quite an ordeal that I went through over a number of years, but under the Obama administration, based on my whistleblowing, where I, from years before, had discovered and uncovered government illegality and wrongdoing, 9/11 intelligence failures, as well as massive fraud, waste, and abuse, I was ultimately charged under the Obama administration with espionage.
Mm.
And a 10 felony count indictment that was handed down in 2010, and I was facing 35 years in prison.
Wow. So what did they base this on? I mean, you find some problems, you, tried to report them up the ladder?
Well, that started right after 9/11. But Obama has been ruthless in going after those who would dare speak truth to or of power.
Right.
And I was the first whistleblower since Daniel Ellsberg that was charged under the Espionage Act.
Hmm.
And it was clear that they wanted to send a really, really chilling message.
Yeah, it's. I mean, one thing that we've found is that Obama, who ran on transparency, has been anything but. This administration has been anything but. It's all the bad Bush policies that were in place seem to have been ramped up under Obama.
Well, he claimed a lot of things during the campaign in 2008 before he was elected the first time. He was handed literally a silver platter, and on that silver platter was national security and surveillance, and he's just run with it.
So what are the kind of things that you found that were government illegalities?
Well, there were three primary things. This was Obama, you know, looking backwards, not forwards. But what I discovered was a secret surveillance program was put into place by the White House in partnership with the NSA. NSA became the executive agent for a mass surveillance program.
Is this what we're finding out now with the Snowden documents?
Yeah, 12 years later, it's the full metastasization of that program.
Because I've seen some videos before Edward Snowden ever came around. I've seen some videos with you out there, news programs, that sort of thing. And you were warning people about this. I mean, you know, former NSA guy warning people about the NSA. And it seemed like no one listened.
No one was. I mean, there was quite a few stories that were published in the 2006 timeframe, but it kind of all disappeared because the government decided just really realized the cat was getting out of the bag, so they drew a bigger box. And that bigger box was the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 in particular. So and that was the basis. That had legalized what had been patently illegal and unconstitutional in the previous number of years.
And, of course, no one went to jail for what had been revealed at that point.
No. The irony here, of course, is it's only those who have exposed government wrongdoing and illegality face criminal charges and, in fact, were actually prosecuted and indicted. That's not just the case for surveillance, but also for torture or what they have called enhanced interrogation techniques. If you reveal government wrongdoing, then you're wrong, and we will criminalize you.
Do you have to stifle, like choke back a laugh every time somebody talks about this being a nation of laws?
Yes.
I mean, it's really going to be horrifying when you hear people say things like this is a nation of laws, but you know that you were revealing illegalities going on in the NSA up to this point, and they tried to arrest you. They charged you.
Look, I've lived with this for 12 plus years, and Pandora's box has opened up, much to my horror, after 9/11. I actually saw it as it was opened up, and I was staring deep into the abyss. And I grew up in the 1970s as a very young teenager. And I remember a president of the United States resigning his office and recognized that no one was above the law, not even the president, even if he said so. Even Daniel Ellsberg has said much of what was considered illegal, unconstitutional in the 70s, is now been made legal. It doesn't mean it's constitutional, but it's been made legal.
Well, you know, it's not unconstitutional until somebody rules it unconstitutional, and they never seem to let it get up to the Supreme Court, sadly.
When did the 10 felony counts come into play?
That came into play in 2010. I was put under investigation in 2006, severe physical and electronic surveillance. I was threatened with spending the rest of my life in prison, in fact, in April of 2008 by the then chief prosecutor if I didn't cooperate with this national security leak investigation. And that was an investigation looking at the blockbuster article that had been published by Eric Lichtblau and James Risen in the New York Times in December 2005, revealing for the first time publicly the existence of the so-called warrantless wiretapping program, which in itself was just the tip of the iceberg. And I had gone to a reporter in early 2006 after having exhausted all whistleblowing channels within the government.
Mm-hmm. So you tried all of the official means to get some sort of redress within the state. Nobody cared. You got rebuffed, so you went to the media.
Not just rebuffed. They actually censored and suppressed all of the evidence that I provided, material witness evidence that I provided to multiple government investigations.
What's a meeting like with a government agent who you're trying to get to pay attention and care about this who doesn't? What do they even say to you when you present to them the evidence that you have?
Well, I gave up my Fifth Amendment rights when the FBI came to my house unceremoniously with a warrant. And they're tossing my house. And I said, they asked, but we had a few questions. And so they did read me my rights. And the reason I spoke with them on three separate occasions until April 2008 was to report high crimes and misdemeanors. And when I first mentioned that to the FBI agents, they didn't want to hear about that. They just want to know who I had pissed off.
More coming up here. You can stick with us for another segment.
Yes.
Thomas Drake is with us here. Formerly, did you work for the NSA?
Yes, I did, as a senior executive.
So we'll come back with more with Thomas here. If you've got a question, we may be able to take your call as well at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2014 edition in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you might want to discuss, even though we're kind of in a different format tonight than normal. I mean, typically it's open phones, any issue, any time, and we spend the entire show with you if you call in. But tonight we're spending most of the show with special guests in our studio. because our studio has now moved to the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. We actually have a live studio audience. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to watch the show here tonight. So I understand. Thank you for that. I understand that you probably could be eating some sort of a banquet dinner right now. So I really appreciate you spending time here with us. We're going to continue with our guests here in a moment. And, of course, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, look no further than ManVentureOutpost.com. They have the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they have the lowest prices, so go and see for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. We're back with Thomas Drake. He is one of the keynote speakers, which actually has yet to happen here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I think it's coming up a little bit later on this evening. And he formerly was with the NSA around the turn of the century, from what I've understood so far. And obviously Edward Snowden's been getting a lot of press in the last year. Thomas, I hadn't heard of you up until I saw your name on the list of speakers for the Liberty Forum, but it sounds like you've got an absolutely outrageous story facing 10 felony counts of espionage for basically trying to reveal the illegalities that you had discovered that the government was engaged in when you were with the NSA. The government agents, of course, had no interest in helping you reveal this information. You went to the media. You ended up being charged years later. Obviously, there's a lot to this story. How come, you know, Edward Snowden hit it big, and you know, I never heard of you prior to tonight? Is it what was missing from your case, or was it just totally random that the news picked up Snowden and ran with his?
No, Snowden just became much bigger because we haven't had the real debate and discussion, and it was huge news in late 2005, 2006. The NSA was warrantlessly spying on Americans. That was significant.
That was your release that.
That was actually New York Times.
Okay.
But the government thought that I was actually a source, and I got caught up. And I knew then, because very few people knew about the secret surveillance programs, let alone the other areas that I had blown the whistle on, which were more traditional. Although the one area in which I did blow the whistle on, which I've talked about a lot in the past couple of years, was the significant intelligence failures, in which NSA is actually quite culpable with respect to its own accountability for why 9/11 happened.
Can you outline those for us? Because, I've heard you mention them before, but I'm just not sure what those intelligence failures are.
Well, NSA, you have to remember, it's a bureaucracy. It's an institution. And information is power. And if you own it, if you keep it, if you hold it, that gives you power. If
sure.
you share it with somebody, then you're giving your power away.
Makes sense, yeah, especially if you're an intelligence agency, right?
And so they had been monitoring, I'll just give one example. They've been monitoring the Yemeni safe house switchboard for quite some time, from the period of 1996. And there was critical information regarding two of the hijackers end up in San Diego. They just chose not to share it. It's that simple. But they had it. And so the fact remains, that's just one of a number of things they had. Critical intelligence. It was never shared with the right people. Actual intelligence that could have, all by itself, stopped 9/11.
Is that from incompetence?
Part of it. Part of it's just institutional hubris, right? And part of it is also the fact that, truth be told, counterterrorism was actually not a real priority at NSA or even across the intelligence agency. They're still dealing with the post, the after effects of the Cold War and trying to figure out, who the next enemy was.
Hunting down those suitcase bombs.
Well, there were incidents. But, is it a faraway land? I mean, I remember in 1993 when I sat on the terrorism desk as an intelligence officer in the Navy, and we were actually issuing reports. This is during the time they tried to drop the World Trade Center towers the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the senior officer, he was actually the general who was the senior military officer reported to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He comes down and says, yeah, I know you guys keep sending out these reports, but who cares about some raghead spouting off fatwas in the desert? It was just dismissed. it couldn't really, it wasn't really serious.
I see.
And this is asymmetric warfare. We knew this was transnational. We issued reports, and we said they're coming back.
Yeah.
But they sure took it serious when they outed you, when you were trying to out them, I apologize. Then they came after you with the 10 felony counts. How did those go away, and you're sitting here with us now? What made that happen?
Well, it was quite an ordeal. I mean, I was 14 months trying to keep the very freedoms and liberties and rights that I had taken an oath for a time to support and defend. You know, I took an oath to the Constitution. So I had criminal defense attorneys. They were actually the federal public defenders. I had already blown through quite a bit of money with a private attorney. I could not find any other attorney to represent me.
Oh, my God.
Pro bono. I was facing $1 million to $3 million in costs just from the time I was indicted to the point that I would face public trial, which was scheduled for June 13th of 2011. And so, but I knew that that was not sufficient. I knew that I would have to find some way of influencing the court of public opinion because no one knew about this, and no one knew about the real details about what was behind my case. They just wanted to silence me, completely suppress the truth, because they knew what they had done after 9/11 was they had unchained themselves from the Constitution, and they had spent billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on the intelligence apparatus to go after this quote-unquote existential threat. But in the process, guess what? Well, you know, you want some security, we're going to erode a lot of your liberties and freedoms. None of it was necessary, by the way. It's important to share with your audience the very best of American ingenuity and innovation had solved this problem well before 9/11. But that technology, that process, that analytic approach, the very best of who we were was never put into the fight.
It was never employed because...
Never employed.
They, you know, just held the information.
Held the information and decided that they were going to buy the solution. So you have two things. You have, we're going to spend billions over many, many years to solve a problem that had already been solved. And on top of that, in the deepest of secrecy, we're simply going to unchain ourselves from the Constitution because, hey, 9/11 happened. It was such a big failure. We've got to turn the country inside out to find the threat.
So you were charged with the 10 felony counts, and just to, I mean, obviously it's a long story, but to make the story as short as possible, because we are short on time, public defenders got those charges dropped, or did you go to trial?
Combination of public defenders dealing in the courtroom, usually sealed hearings, although there's quite a voluminous amount of material that was actually filed with the court. It's just most people have never read through it. It's the foundation for understanding Snowden. It's the foundation for understanding all of the other espionage, quote-unquote, leak cases that followed, because I was the first. And so by the time we rolled around to the spring of 2011, a New Yorker article, a blockbuster New Yorker article had published by Jane Mayer. It's still the single best article about my case and the background to the case. There was a 60-minute special with Scott Pelley.
Yeah, I saw that one.
We had op-eds from the Washington Post as well as other mainstream and alternative media. And they ultimately ended up negotiating on my terms, dropping all 10 felony counts. I pled out to a minor misdemeanor for exceeding authorized use of a computer.
And what was the sentence?
1 year probation, 240 hours of community service, which is a silver lining. I interviewed veterans from World War II to the present day.
How wonderful.
Thomas, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live and telling at least a portion of your story. Where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
Well, I tweet a lot, Thomas_Drake1.
Thomas_Drake1 on Twitter. Appreciate your time, and thanks for being here at the Liberty Forum tonight. More Free Talk Live on the way.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the final night. It's just been an absolute blast to be around so many. Thank you, Gardner Goldsmith, in our audience tonight. We have a star himself. Thank you again for being here with us tonight, and thanks for being at the Liberty Forum. It's been a wonderful experience so far, as always. Lots of new people coming here to New Hampshire to check out the Free State Project, which is always exciting because we know more people are going to keep coming here so we can build a society where rights are actually respected and peaceful people are left alone. And hopefully we won't have any sort of government around anymore at some point to destroy people's freedoms. But that's off in the future. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that.
Blockchain.info, they've got a booth here at the Liberty Forum. It's really awesome. What blockchain.info is a place where you can get a free Bitcoin wallet. It's an online Bitcoin wallet, and it's the best online Bitcoin wallet because they do the encryption right in your browser. They never have access to your Bitcoins. So if you've heard about Bitcoins, the things you're going to need in order to possess Bitcoins are the wallet in which to keep the Bitcoins, and then, of course, the Bitcoins. So go to blockchain.info to get the best free online wallet. You can access it from your Android phone with an app. You can actually use the HTML5 interface with an iPhone. And, of course, your laptop, desktop, any of those tablets. Blockchain.info.
All right, so we're going to continue here from the Liberty Forum. Now, we can take your calls if you have questions for our guests. That's certainly an option at 855-450-FREE. Jesselyn Raddick is with us here tonight to continue. Also, one of the keynote speakers this evening, and again, that keynote has yet to happen, and it's going to be a panel discussion. So, Jesselyn, you're going to be on with Thomas Drake, who we just spoke to a moment ago, and apparently you know Thomas.
I do. I'm an attorney for Thomas. I represent Thomas Drake, and he was the first of many NSA whistleblowers that I ended up representing who are being prosecuted, either investigated or prosecuted under the Espionage Act.
So you're an attorney by trade, and how did you end up getting involved in this area of law?
I myself had been a whistleblower back shortly after 9/11. I worked at the Justice Department as an ethics advisor, and I blew the whistle in the case of the so-called American Taliban, Walker Lind, when information for the prosecution had been withheld from the court, and it was relevant information about the botched interrogation of him.
So, and you say you've represented the majority of the NSA whistleblowers. I mean, you're the go-to person on all this information.
I represent a majority of the whistleblowers who are being prosecuted under the Espionage Act. Most of them happen to be NSA whistleblowers, but John Kiriakou was with the CIA. And normally I represent whistleblowers, which would normally entail people who are facing demotion or having their security clearance pulled, or at worst, getting fired. And it was only with Tom Drake's case that I felt like really they crossed the Rubicon, because they actually indicted him, and they did so under the Espionage Act, which is a very heavy-handed law that automatically paints you as an enemy of the state.
Sure, they called him a spy.
They did.
What do you think that the common thread is amongst all these actions against these whistleblowers?
I think the common thread is that all of these people revealed the information that was in the public interest to know, but that also either embarrassed the administration or, much worse, exposed its illegalities.
Now, many of these whistleblowers, Thomas Drake, frankly, didn't get the attention that his case deserved, but many of these whistleblowers completely off the public radar. But there's one that you're representing that is completely on the public radar. Who's that?
Edward Snowden.
Yes. So are you Edward Snowden's singular lawyer, or are you working on a particular aspect of his case?
No, there are a number of legal advisors, or two of us here in the U.S., Ben Weisner of the ACLU and myself, and there are other legal advisors around the world. But I can't get into which piece each of us is handling, though it's pretty obvious that I've been dealing with Espionage Act defendants, and Ben is with the Civil Liberties Organization.
Do you expect Edward Snowden to ever have his charges dropped and be able to return to the United States?
I hope so. That would be a long-term goal. I think he would love to come back to America. He considers America his home, and his family and friends are all here, and he would love to come back.
What are the charges he's facing?
He is facing an Espionage Act charge for disclosing classified information, even though it wasn't called that in the law. It's called national defense information, and he's facing a theft charge.
Facing how many years?
Facing, I would estimate, 35 years to life.
And so that's if they ever catch him. Right now, purportedly, he's in Russia and has done a recent television interview, which we played some of the audio on the German TV station. Is he expected to do more publicity, more interviews? Because I know it doesn't seem like there have been very many.
No, I don't think he plans to. And I'm not sure. There's a backstory to that that I can't get into, but I don't think I know every journalist in the U.S. calls me every day saying, I want to do an exclusive on Snowden.
Yeah, I bet they do.
And I get that. And really, he's not interested in the PR. He didn't blow the whistle to get PR.
And that's what a lot of people are saying, that this is a narcissist that wants to attract attention to himself, that for some reason he gave up a $200,000 a year job and, his life in Hawaii just to feed his ego, I guess, is the narrative that they're trying to pass off.
I think with all whistleblowers, they get accused of doing what they did for fame or profit or revenge. And like most whistleblowers, Edward Snowden blew the whistle anonymously and planned to stay anonymous until it became obvious that the U.S. was on to who he was, and that at that point he decided to come out public to try to save his family and friends from being harassed by the government. In fact, he did one live chat through WikiLeaks tweeting, and then he did that one German interview. But he's not, obviously he could be interviewed by all the major network anchors have all tried to interview him. And if he were really out for fame or publicity, he would have written a book by now and had it out there and been on every talk show and every radio show that would have him. That absolutely is not what's driving this. He's living a very, secured, locked down, circumscribed, I should say, life. And I don't think for fame one gives up your country and your statehood and your connections to your family.
No way.
And your loved ones for fame. I think that's the last thing he cares about, honestly.
Well, right. What good is this level of fame? Typically people, when they're seeking fame, are seeking the ability to go places and be seen and recognized, and he doesn't want to go anywhere, right? He's trapped in a hotel room or trying to keep on the down low in Russia.
Hanging out of the Russian Riviera.
Right. He's in hiding. He's in hiding. That's the complete opposite from somebody who would be basking in some sort of glow of fame.
That's absolutely right.
I was going to say, with that in mind, I would hope that he'd reconsider, because there's so little out there that he has said, and this German TV interview is heavily restricted. It's very hard to actually access it. I had my YouTube account struck because I uploaded the video to it in hopes that somebody would be able to see it. So it's not even really easy to get to. And having watched the whole thing, all 30 minutes of it, I thought it was a really great interview. He gives some information that a lot of people may not have heard, and I thought was really valuable. So, I see Ed Snowden as a real resource for information. Obviously, he's got a lot of info that he's handed off to The Guardian and other newspapers, and they're handling the release of all that. And I think that makes sense. But I wouldn't see it personally as him grasping for publicity. I would see it as this needs to be publicized, and who better to talk to? Who's a better expert witness than Ed Snowden?
Well, I think in the future, it's not that he's ruled that out completely. For now, he prefers to speak through surrogates. Though, sure. For example, in today's Guardian, he wrote a lovely essay on what it means to be free.
Oh, great.
And then he wrote a speech for Bradley Manning when the Sam Adams Award was delivered to Chelsea's representative. He wrote a speech.
There's more coming up in moments.
Here's something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Liberty Forum 2014 edition of this event, which has been going on for several years. We've had the pleasure of being at every single one of them and have interviewed several interesting guests, one of whom we continue with here in moments. Jesselyn Radack is with us, and she is at Jesselyn Radack on Twitter. And thanks, Jesselyn, for tweeting us out to let your audience know about what we're doing here tonight.
You're welcome.
Mark, tell me about the upcoming Texas Bitcoin Conference before we continue.
Well, we're going to be there. It's like we're just on this the conference train, and we can't get off. On March 5th and 6th, we will be in Austin, Texas, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, talking to luminaries like Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King, Tony Gallippi, Jeff Berwick, Chris Odom, and many more. We'll have the whole Free Talk Live crew out there. Besides you and I, there'll be Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy. And those are just some of the people that are going to be at this event. It's going to be three tracks going on for 2 days. That means you're at any point you've got three people you can go see and watch them speak. There's going to be several big announcements at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I think it's going to be a real game changer for Bitcoin and also a great hackathon. So if you're a computer guy and the folks are going to be looking there. The big money people are going to be looking there to snatch up the hackers. So you don't want to miss a minute of this event. If you like Bitcoins, there's nowhere else to be. March 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So we're continuing here. Jesselyn Raddick with us. And obviously we gave out your Twitter, but Jesselyn, is there like a website where you have a presence?
Sure. Where I work at the Government Accountability Project, okay. It's www.whistleblower.org. And that is the organization where I direct the National Security and Human Rights Program. And we have other programs for other kinds of whistleblowers, like corporate whistleblower, banking, international, food integrity.
So then, needless to say, if you are someone who would like to blow a whistle, then whistleblower.org would be the place to go to.
Yes, and I would encourage you to come to us before you blow the whistle.
There you go.
Rather than after, when all the bad stuff, when you're being retaliated against. That's 95% of our clients come to us
afterwards.
After, because they're being retaliated
against.
This
was my last question, by the way. Is, you know, there are listening now, you know, more than hundreds of thousands of people listening to this show. Some of them are in positions of power. All of those people in positions of power know something that, you know, that's illegal, that's going on, that's wrong. And what advice do you have for those people that are sitting there wishing, you know, wanting to do the right thing, but just don't know how to do it?
You know, it depends on what kind of whistleblower, what industry you're in. Strangely, counterintuitively, I should say, corporate whistleblowers have a lot more protection than national security and intelligence whistleblowers.
Well, sure, those people hate America.
So it depends on in what area, but certainly it's consultant attorney who can help you blow the whistle safely so the message gets out without delivering the messenger.
Cool. Well, that's great to know. Now, Mark, I know you had some other questions, so you should do that, because Jesselyn told me something during the break that I definitely want to ask about.
Well, I want to hear about that first.
She was detained at Heathrow Airport.
That's right. Recently. I had read the news story.
So I'd like to know about that, if you don't mind. When and how did that happen? What was it in regards to? Were you interrogated? Can you give us the story?
Yeah, I was actually interrogated, and that was about a week ago when I was flying into Heathrow and going through customs, which...
So you're coming in from some other country?
From the U.S., okay. where I live, and their customs is called Border Force, consistent with the pattern of innocuous-sounding agencies getting militaristic law-enforcement-sounding names. Mm. So I was going through, and I was pulled out of the line that I was in and directed to a specific station where I was interrogated about not only why was I there, which was to see friends, but who was I seeing? I said the Sam Adams Associates, which is a nonprofit in America, and they asked who were the members of that group and where we were meeting, which was at the London Embassy, the Ecuadorian Embassy in London. And then I was being yelled at, are you meeting with Julian Assange? And I said yes, and then I was quizzed about why I had gone to Russia twice in the last 3 months, and I just said, I have a client there, and they asked who, and I said, Edward Snowden.
Do you have to, and now you're a lawyer, do you have to answer all these questions?
Well, that's the thing. It was starting to delve into attorney-client privileged information, because the fact that you represent somebody is in itself attorney-client privileged. Now, luckily, Edward had waived that and already he allows me to be public about that. But then they said, who is Edward Snowden?
Get out of here.
Great.
And that's when it turned really peculiar.
Do you think that means that this was a random screening?
Of course not. No, they knew way too much. And asking who is Edward Snowden, I of course couldn't say, have you been under a rock for the last 8 months? I couldn't answer that way. In my mind, I'm trying to figure out doing this utilitarian calculus of how to answer without getting in trouble. So I just said he was a whistleblower and an asylee. And then they asked, who is Bradley Manning? Another person who is very well known. And I said he is a whistleblower. And they asked, where is Bradley Manning? And I said, in jail.
Prison.
And the guy was like, well, that means he's a criminal. right? And I'm
no,
like,
he's a hero.
Well, I just said very matter-of-factly, he is a political prisoner. And the guy goes, but you represent Snowden. And I said, yes, I am a human rights attorney, because I felt like either it was going to end there or things
going to go off the rails.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was very shaken by it. I was shaking when I left. It was horrible. And definitely, if you're an attorney, you absolutely should not be asked questions about your clients or your meetings with clients. Journalists and attorneys should not be harassed at the border because they happen to have some nexus to Edward Snowden. That is not a crime. And the UK recognizes attorney-client privilege, as does the US, in theory.
That was going to be my other question.
And the UK purports to be, to have some level of democracy going on. And what the question I really want to know of these police officers, and obviously I don't have them here to ask, is how do you think a democracy functions when you don't have the right information? How can you, as a voter who's supposed to decide who the rulers are, I'm only using their terminology, not mine, how can you, as a voter, decide who the rulers are going to be if you have been lied to the whole time?
Exactly. And that's why all of these oversight arguments that are, I just heard Hayden make the same argument again. This was approved by the courts and by Congress and by the executive. No, that is completely false. Congress was a rubber stamp, and it's been established that NSA was lying to the Intel committees.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress didn't have information. The courts were definitely not functioning in America, because for the last decade, anyone trying to bring a lawsuit to challenge torture or secret surveillance was shut down by the state secrets privilege,
mm-hmm,
or by standing. So there have been no cases until recently, with Judge Richard Leon ruling that the program, these surveillance programs, are likely unconstitutional. And the FISA court is not a real court. It's a secret court. It's like the Star Chamber, a secret court that issues secret interpretations and secret opinions that nobody has access to.
So scary. All of this is just so creepy and scary, and I don't know how long you've been an attorney, but I imagine you've been doing it your whole adult life. They probably didn't tell you this stuff when you were going to law school, right? Like, when did this start to dawn on you, a lot of this?
For me, everything changed after 9/11, and I was at the Justice Department, so I was there.
You were working for the state.
Yeah, I was working for the government after 9/11, and clearly, I mean, there was a little bit of a shift between Attorney General Reno and Attorney General Ashcroft, very different. But that was not, there was a sea change after 9/11 where the rules didn't seem to matter anymore. It was, we're going to do whatever we want.
So you represent all of these whistleblowers. The question I have for you is, why do you do it? What drives you to represent all these people?
Well, I think what drives me is because I know what I went through, and as bad as the stuff that I had to face being under a criminal investigation and put on the no-fly list and referred to the state bars where I'm licensed as a criminal, that is nothing compared to these guys being indicted and facing the rest of their lives in jail for doing what I also did, which was trying to reveal fraud, waste, abuse, and illegality in the government. And the whistleblowers who have no protection are precisely the ones who are being prosecuted. In other words, the ones who have the kind of information you most want to know.
Sure.
Gosh. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Jesselyn Raddick, you are a hero, and thanks for the work that you've done.
Thank you guys for what you do.
Thanks for being here tonight, and good luck with the panel discussion, which is coming up here shortly. And thank you to our audience. We're continuing with more Free Talk Live coming up here live from the 2014 Liberty Forum in Moments. Hour number two is on the way. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.